Well, hello, 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 everyone. This is Linda G. Robert. I'm your Back in the Groove Again coach, and I'm here to help you live your best life now so you can love what you do. And this year, one of my goals is to meet some of my friends for a fun chat. And today I'm meeting with Leslie Capps, and I'm going to first read her bio here, and then we'll get started with our chat. I really like this, Leslie, when I read this. Okay, so here we go. You are known as the Ultrapreneur Marketing Strategist at Wild Women Marketing. And apparently you masterfully blend marketing and sales into a unified narrative. And with your diverse background, including a diversity educator, ranch ownership, sea kayak tours, and real estate investor, you bring a unique perspective to your work. A master's in psychology and skills as a human design projector. I want to know what the heck that is, but we'll get to that. Unique design projector aids you in crafting impactful strategies from initial pitches to sales. Your experience with the National Association of Women in Education and your innovative MacGyvering technique enrich your robust coaching skills. And of course, you are authentic. You use an inclusive approach to make you stand out as an educator and a strategist in the industry. Okay, well, welcome, 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 welcome. And I have to ask, first of all, well, Ultrapreneur, number one. And of course, the design, the human design projector. So let's start with that and then we'll have a chat.
Right? Oh my gosh. Like where to start? I so appreciate getting to chat with you, Linda, like about some of my favorite things. Right. And it's so true. Like get your groove back. Great tagline. It all resonates with anybody who has been in business, particularly online business, because it can be so challenging.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It resonates with a lot of different things actually too. So
absolutely.
So back to what you were, your title, you mentioned, I mentioned that Ultrapreneur, number one. I want to know a little bit more about that.
And I cannot say that I actually coined this, but it totally does fit for so many of us. I have a little bit of squirrel brain, not going to lie. So I like different stuff, but part of that is I just like the variety, right? Making things. And maybe that ties into the MacGyvering, you know.
Okay.
People, friends bring my sprinklers to fix, and nothing electrical, not gonna lie, but stuff that is non-electrical. And so it sits in my workshop for a couple weeks, and every time I go by, I think, okay, I know how this all works, how all the pieces works, and how can we fix this one little piece so it will regain life again, if you will. And that's really what I think an entrepreneur does, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, we see problems and then we look for solutions to fix those problems. So sometimes that ends up feeling like a mishmash, like it doesn't work. And maybe that's a little bit where the human design comes in. Right? There's 5 main types. And a friend turned me on to this, and I always have known, I don't think like the rest of the world. A little bit of frustration for me. I probably didn't cut myself enough grace, but then learning that I'm a projector and wired that way, I was like, oh, it totally makes sense why I don't fit in with everybody else's thoughts.
Right, right,
right. And that ability to see the big picture and see where things are disconnected. And then again, kind of the problem solving. So it all in my projector brain, right? All ultrapreneur kind of activities fit into one thing.
Yeah. And how does all this fit into marketing and sales as we're leading into that conversation?
Exactly. And super important for businesses to nail, if you will, those two aspects of their business. I started out as an online coach. It was really through my frustrations around marketing that I fell in love with marketing. Super exciting field, so much potential, so many possibilities. Like if you're creative, like marketing lights you up. As long as you follow your own course, right? Because that's where I got stuck down the rabbit hole. following somebody who said, oh, do it this way, do it this way. And I could never find the way that fit for me. As I started marketing, though, I found a lot of people, especially in the relationship marketing space, you know, where we're building relationships and then we want those to turn into potentially business, absolute referrals, friendships or business ships, where it's really a collaborative effort. That a lot of time when people were using those techniques, that they were getting plenty of leads, but one, they were super awkward in the way they talked about their business. Like nobody knew exactly what they were doing. So then you have this disconnect right from the beginning, right? Then that's kind of carried over the lack of clarity into your messaging, and it makes that sales conversation awkward. And if we engineer that the other way, and let's start at getting really clear on a pitch, if you will, and taking that to your content and messaging, by the time you get to that sales conversation, it's very seamless. And instead of that, the big gorilla in the room, I think a lot of people come to me for marketing, right? And then I just kind of mentioned that I also do sales training. And pretty soon they come back for that aspect. It's hard to address the fact that we're super uncomfortable selling.
I was going to say, a lot of coaches don't want to do marketing, don't want to sell our services, right? I mean, you must hear it all the time.
Absolutely. And somehow if we just are out there, like, people will know what we do, right? But the truth of the matter is it's between your ears, all the problems, because I guarantee you every single one of you is an amazing marketer, an amazing salesperson. Think about the movies you recommend, the books you read, your favorite restaurant. Like, we're selling and marketing all the time, but somehow when it comes to us, then we get all freaked out.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are, like, some of the tips that you suggest or that you provide when you're working with a coach, for example, a new coach?
Absolutely. I think, so one of the most important, and we hear this all the time, but how many of us really do it? What's in it for me? And I don't mean me as a coach, but me as the client. Because it's great you have all the degrees, it's great you have all this, you great you have a process, but really, until you can connect with that other person on what I might gain from being in your world, then it's really hard to create that bridge, right? So that's one. Two is waiting for the open door. So many of us just sort of rush in. We're like, we're so excited. We're, me included, right? Like, I love what I do. I like to talk to people about marketing and sales. But that overzealousness. Right. Really taking some time to build the relationship and just wait for that opportunity in understanding other people's pain. You've probably had this experience too of salespeople.
Right.
And they just assume like you need their solution instead of, let's find out about the person. What is keeping them up at night? What can we help them with? And if there's nothing, like, shake hands and make sure you get their information so you can potentially connect them. It doesn't have to be all about sales. Like, just getting comfortable, right? Getting comfortable having conversations with people, engaging, creating relationships. Yeah, really. Simple and yet hard.
Right. Developing that rapport without expecting anything else initially, kind of thing. Because with all relationships, it takes a while for that trust to develop, right?
Absolutely. And then keeping in mind, so I'll apologize in advance to anybody that sells collagen. And I like collagen. I think it's a great product. But, you know, at one point, like, I had, I bet, 10 people come into my world that were promoting collagen and selling it. And not a single one, no joke, not a single one asked me if I use collagen. Right there, like, slow your roll a little bit, because they might have been able to sell me on something different from their company, or talk about their benefits versus what I was already using, but not a single one. And that totally changes our conversation. Even if you're building a relationship, it ch should change your conversation.
And this is an interesting, I mean, I know we're going to divert here slightly, but let's talk a little bit about collagen just for a minute. I'll just give you an example. Some people really don't want to talk about or even ask bluntly, geez, your face looks awesome. Do you use collagen? Or, they don't really even want to bring it up because it can be a touchy subject for some women. It really can. But at
Right.
that question, I mean, yes, it's direct, and yes, it's an important thing to ask, especially if they're selling collagen. But I think that whole idea of us even looking at our face and go, oh my God, I've got a couple of wrinkles. Maybe I should look at, some type of
Right.
products.
Right.
It's a
Well, and I
sensitive
think,
topic, but
yeah, sometimes, because you bring up an amazing point, very, because I tend to be pretty straightforward, and I did call out. I came across a guy, and he set me up in an amazing way. It was beautiful marketing, and then he totally blew it, and he started into a sales presentation. And about 10 minutes in, I was like, "Okay, like stop. We gotta." I was like, "Are you selling me? You need my opinion?" Now I'm confused. And he said kind of the same. He's like, "I can't believe you called me out." But I think too, when somebody starts down that collagen, like where they're headed, and you can also broach it in, like, have you ever thought about it? And at that point, or a little more open-ended, let's try for more open-ended questions, right? Then give people that opportunity, because it usually will come out if you open the door for them to express, or what are your beauty issues, or your issues around aging skin or dry skin. So I think there's all sorts of ways when we start, like when we open the door to our own mind and think about, okay, how can I really ask people what I want to ask without being,
Yeah, and it speaks to speaking to our avatar. That's what the one of the words they use, I guess, in marketing, right? Speaking
Right.
to that one person out there.
Right? Exactly. And thinking about, so reframing that a little bit, because I tell people, think about you're having your conversation with your best friend. You're not going to go in and just go, blah. No, it's like a back and forth, and you want to know about them, and you want to know how well they slept last night. And so yeah, just reframing a little bit and getting comfortable having those kind of conversation with strangers, practice at the grocery store. I cannot believe the things that people tell me when I just ask an open-ended question. I'm like,
Okay, then you have to
oh
give us one example. You have to. You just have to. You
my
open that
God. Right. All right. Now I'm gonna have to think, but I'm like, usually that's my right. That's what I get in grocery stores or anywhere when I'm like, hey, how's it? You start that. How's it going? And well, what's the best thing that's happened for you today? Or something like that, because either people say, oh my gosh, like the sun was shining, I saw a rainbow, blah blah blah, or else they're like, oh, nothing really good has happened, and I didn't sleep that well. And so even really simple questions like that, asking people to share a little bit more. Trust me, like they're gonna share a whole bunch, and you might think, oh, that wasn't great advice, because yeah, they're going on and on.
I usually ask the cashier how their day is going, and I can tell it's probably not going so well because they just scan and scan and, do you need a bag? And my bag's right there. They're not really paying attention,
Right.
but it's funny because, how is it's having that real conversation with people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, just being a human. Yeah, and being able to relate to humans. And I feel like sometimes we might have lost some of that in COVID. Like we shrunk down, and now we're having to come back out in the world and really expand again. And sometimes that can be a struggle.
So let's talk a little bit more about the marketing and sales aspect, because I could see that when you have real conversations with people, you know, if you're targeting your market, that's even better, that you can actually really be helpful in terms of, you know, helping them with their marketing and their sales. So can you give me an example of a person, and of course you don't need to mention names, but of somebody that was really, you know, struggling with this marketing thing, this whole marketing thing. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed with all these platforms that I need to.
Right.
Right.
Well, yeah, I actually can. I connected with a man in California who's starting a travel agency, and he has brilliant ideas. Like, I love his idea and what he's creating, but he really was kind of stuck in that, what do I do now? Like, I got a website built and I kind of know what I'm offering, but how do I even start? For him, we really talked about this idea of relationship marketing, that not only reaching out to the people he already knew, and I don't mean in a salesy way, but here's the deal. If you are not talking about what you're doing, nobody else is. So
Right.
just putting it out there right into the universe, like, hey, I made a switch and this is what I'm doing. Easy
Yeah.
peasy. Because then you just are inviting people to find out more about it, or at least it's in their mind of what you're
Right.
doing now.
Right. And
Then we
yeah.
talked about really who he could connect with. So being very intentional now in who you're looking to connect with. And I don't necessarily mean just clients, though that's great too to look at that, but also who could he connect with where his ideal clients lived, right? So making your circle of influence, who is that, and how can you start branching out into those areas so they can start connecting you with people?
Right,
You know, the big spider web, right? We don't really think about who can I, like, I love to work with other marketers. One, because marketing is, oh, when you say that, it means so many things and nothing.
I
But,
know, right?
right? So, like, I don't do everything about marketing. I have a broad knowledge about it. But if you want to do Facebook ads, well, one, I can give you some advice on that. And two, then I can hook you up with somebody that I know, like, and trust, right? That I know is not going to hose you. So I think thinking about those connections, and then I like marketers too, because they typically don't do sales. And that is, you know, so I can dovetail with marketers very well. So thinking about, yeah, who is in my sphere? What are they doing that I could potentially collaborate with? Or their clients need me as well. And we can create, again, some cross referral.
So that, yeah, that was a great suggestion. It's great advice for this person who, now I assume that he was going from, you know, one domain, one career to something that was completely different, and he had no idea like how to start, right?
Exactly right. And how do you make
Yeah,
that
yeah,
segue? And how do you
yeah.
pull people along with you? And I think even sometimes in our business, if we shift a little bit, sometimes that creates that in our minds, like that disconnect, right? Of like, oh, now I'm doing
Right.
something different. Like, how do I revamp this or let people
Yeah.
know again that I'm doing another entrepreneur thing?
Right. How did you get into this? How did you get into marketing?
Really trying to solve my own marketing problems, you know, and I followed somebody who said, oh, you got to write a book, which is all great and good, but then it has this whole marketing thing behind it. I'm sure, like, everybody's had this experience. If you've been online at all, you look for the answer, you take a class or you pay somebody, and it gets you to a certain point, and then there's this whole other line behind it. They
Opens
like,
up.
right? Oh, yeah. Where am I now? I've done this thing, but now to actually make it effective, I need to do 14 other things that I didn't understand at first, and that's not really me. And yeah, so I try to simplify for people. Part of why I got into marketing too is it just drove me crazy when people would say, oh, I'm doing Facebook ads. And this is an example, but I do know this did actually happen. And I said, well, why are you running Facebook ads? Well, I connected with so and so. That's what they recommended. And that, you know, you'd say, well, where or are your people on Facebook? Well, no,
Right.
that's not really where my audience is. Ah, so yeah,
Okay.
why did they recommend Facebook ads?
Right.
So yeah, trying to simplify and what works for you. I like organic marketing. I think we can do a huge amount with that unless you're, and if you want to scale, then doing ads. So yeah, trying to rein in some of, because there's so many ideas out there and a lot of them
That
great. A lot of them just don't fit for everybody.
that's right. It's not a cookie. What's that saying there? The cookie.
Cookie
What is
cutter.
it? Cookie.
Yeah, it's not a cookie cutter, one size fits all kind of thing. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Because there is a lot out there in terms of marketing, and there's a lot out there in terms of sales. But what is going to work for that client, that individual, and her market or their market? It's, you know,
Right?
it's a
And
lot of it needs to be tweaked sometimes.
absolutely. And I still think there's plenty of people teaching the old sales way, the kind of the car salesman, you know, and the getting into the psychology and how you say certain words and things like that, which, yeah. So the, you know, one of the trends in the marketplace is these 3 day to 5 day kind of boot camp workshops that are
Right.
low
Yes,
ticket
yes,
and they
yes,
provide
yes.
lots of value. I love those. One, you pick up a lot of great content, but the other thing I love is just watching, because usually those people are masters at the psychology and it is a
Right.
process that they're taking you
Right.
through, right? At the end of a week, they're offering $20,000 programs and
Right,
it is
right.
masterful. Yeah, if anybody gets an opportunity, it's just fun if you sit back from that angle and watch how they set it up to do that.
Right,
But
yes.
it, yeah, it's obviously partly a skill. And I think there's plenty, if we just remain being human, there's plenty of that. Then you don't have to worry about the techniques that seem a little slimy and you feel like you're being manipulated a little bit. And everybody knows at the end you're going to be offered $20,000, whether you take or
Right.
not. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, one of my pet peeves lately is I'm on LinkedIn, and I have, you know, coach on my, you know, my tagline, of course. And of
Right.
course I'm getting approached like crazy on LinkedIn. And you know what? It's one of these things that at the minute I see an invitation from you know where I'm going with this, right?
I think so, yeah.
The minute I see an invitation from somebody, it actually happened today. And I'm thinking, oh no, you're going to try to, you know, you're going to try to get me to sign up with a certain program or something, you know. And I'm thinking, no, I don't want to connect with you because I know you're, where you're going with this. There is a certain way of approaching people, right? Like in your case, this is what you do. This is your expertise. And
Right.
so can you tell a little bit about, like, well, your approach. I know you're not in the face. You're not in the, you know, you're not in, I'm in your face kind of person. You're not. I like
Right.
that,
Right.
right?
Well, yeah, and I, you know, right, that is such an interesting conundrum because you know, usually those folks are working for somebody else.
Okay.
So not always, but I would say a lot of them are. So they're offering probably lead generation or some sort of service,
Right,
right?
right, right.
So yeah, they're probably paid per lead or paid somehow that sort of shifts that perspective for them. Like they're just blanketing as many people as they can get in the hopes of getting their quota, whatever that is. Yeah, and so definitely I a different approach, right? But connecting with people, building relationships, seeing my thing is always, you know, maybe you'll buy from me, maybe I'll buy from you, or maybe we'll collaborate. So let's start there and just see what synergy we have, and it's all good either way, right? Because
Yeah.
then you build and a relationship enough that somebody's like, oh my gosh, I hated this person. Yeah, we don't necessarily want that. Whether they love you or not, but they think, oh, well, she's at least knowledgeable. And I can see that potentially I could refer somebody to her, or I might use her skills. So yeah, that's kind of the way I come from it is let's find a way to collaborate predominantly, but yeah, and that might turn into me buying or me selling.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm noticing that even other, I'm not the only one who feels this type of frustration. I've heard it before that
Right,
we get
and
contacted,
then
and I think.
yeah, not to interrupt, but that made me think of a woman who I reached out to. Like, we had a bunch of mutual friends, and she came back and she's like, well, what are you trying to sell me? I was like, oh, okay, like I don't need that kind of energy. Yeah, so it's a great reminder though for us is. No, and I always try to be nice to those folks and be like, no, thanks. Sometimes multiple times, right? I've heard that frustration before, like nobody listens to no. But we want to receive others as others receive us. So staying, not coming off super aggressive and like, ah, even though in our heads we might have that little like, oh, come on. But I do think that's important because she came back at me super aggressive, and I was like, "Well, like I don't need that. I'm not selling anything." Yeah. So right there, like I'm not gonna ever use her services, right? I don't even know what they are because I was like, "No, I think I'll pass on that connection." Yeah, let's just go part ways and go down the road. So yeah, I think on the other hand, you don't want to set that up either because then that creates that. That affects our energy.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. So what are other faux pas, things that, if people are thinking of, oh, I need to start marketing now my
Right?
services, what are other things that maybe they should not do?
Sure. I think this is so common is we get into a situation, well, let's face it, networking groups, they set us up. Because typically they say, oh, you can't sell, but you got to talk about your business. Okay, like already, right? Our heads and the fact that we're using can't sell, our brain here to sell.
So,
So,
yeah.
yeah, the whole time we're talking, we're like, oh, I'm not supposed to sell. I'm supposed to talk about my business. I'm not really sure what that looks like. So I'll just ask somebody about their family instead of using that opportunity really to create that. Again, yeah, like I know I keep using synergy, but there is something when you meet someone,
Oh,
right?
yeah,
And you just are like, oh,
absolutely.
like I don't even know what they do, but I like this person. I want them to be in my world and I want to be in their world. So yeah, but really getting clear on your message, like even if it has to be who I serve, what I do for them, and this is the results they get. The bottom line is we even when we're networking, we kind of want to know what you do for us or for other clients because it helps us put you in categories, right? To sort of sort and that kind of thing. We don't really care how you do it, but we want to know what the results are. So I think if people can focus on that level of clarity, and oh gosh, I met a woman the other day, super nice. She started off, she did great. And then she said, oh, and by the way, I do XXX. And I was like, okay, all of us do XXX. We have multiple things going on. But as soon as you say, and I do something else, our brains are like, what? Nope, can't take that in. So just keeping in mind that not only ours, but other people's brains, right, are working on that kind of 5-year-old attention span, capacity to hear, and really simplifying your messaging as much as possible.
So that's the cue. So in other words, if they don't simplify their message, if they're kind of overwhelming their page or their website or whatever tool they're using to market, people won't be able to focus in on what it
Right.
is that at the
Yeah,
end.
absolutely. It's like if you give four choices, on your website, like you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can. I'm like, oh, I'm out. Like I can't make a decision.
Right.
So it's it's really trying to get that clarity, make it clear what people's next step would be with you, whether that's you're doing, kind of face to face, or it's a website or whatever, then how do you move them to the next step for you
Right,
and with you?
right. Those are all great tips.
Yay!
So we're nearing the end. We're nearing the end of our call. How do people find out more about you and your services? And I will add the
Absolutely.
link if you want to. If you want to give me the link, I'll add it to the video.
Absolutely.
How?
So they can reach out to me. I was like, via website, we're kind of switching to a new platform, but it should hopefully wildwomanmarketing.com. You can also get me at leslie@wildwomanmarketing.com. Yeah, absolutely. And I always do free consultations. I think it's really important to understand people's businesses. Just like here, I always give lots of ideas. In fact, most people's eyes roll back. I don't hold to the I'm only giving you four choices. I'm like, if you're coming to me, I'm giving you like 10 choices and you got to suss out what works for you. But really, I do feel passionate about helping entrepreneurs. There's so many great products, services. Entrepreneurs and small business owners are doing great things. And if you can find the help to get some tweaking on what you're doing, where the hang up is, just be so much more successful. And there is so much need and so much success to be had out there. So,
Absolutely.
yeah,
Yes.
anybody that's listening, don't get disheartened. Connect with Linda too, because you want to get your groove back, right? And
Absolutely.
yeah, exactly. But reach out to somebody that's a little bit ahead of you on the along the line and
Right.
get some clarity around what you're doing
Yeah.
if you feel
Yeah,
stuck.
because we don't need to be an expert. We just need to know a little bit more than,
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't
absolutely. I
need
have
to
to
be an
agree with you
expert
on
and
that.
don't need to be the only one. I think
Good point. Yeah.
entrepreneurship, right? It can be a lonely thing at times. We feel like we have to wear all the hats, know all the things, and there's plenty of people out there that are willing to help you. So
Yeah,
create your own
great.
community.
Great way of finishing our chat. It was lovely to meet you. I'm so glad that we're able to connect. And
Thank you.
I will, I'm going to stop the video here in just one second. I should have said goodbye before I ended the video. Okay. It was great to connect with you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I get excited about marketing and sales, and we should be our own best marketers and salespeople. So,
Exactly. Great. Thank you so much.